is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Presidential advisor and daughter Ivanka Trump has reportedly used a personal email account for government purposes, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Ivanka Trump reportedly sent hundreds of emails about government business from a personal email account last year. That's according to the Washington Post, which reports her emails were sent to White House aides, cabinet officials, and her assistants. A spokesman says those emails were mostly about logistics and scheduling, and that nothing classified was ever sent.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn. AP correspondent Julie Walker tells us that a federal judge in San Francisco Monday issued a ruling temporarily barring the Trump administration from refusing asylum to immigrants who crossed the southern border illegally.
Legal groups sued hours after President Trump issued a proclamation denying asylum to most border crossers unless they entered through an official crossing. The groups argued U.S. law clearly allows someone to seek asylum regardless of how they enter the country.
AP's Julie Walker. At least 40 people have been killed, dozens wounded during a religious gathering in Kabul, Afghanistan, and an Interior Ministry spokesman has told VOA that the attacker detonated his explosive-laden vest as people were gathered to mark the Prophet Muhammad's birthday at a local wedding hall. Pakistan has summoned the top U.S. diplomat in the country to formally protest President Donald Trump's allegations that Islamabad had sheltered al-Qaeda chief Osama bin Laden, and that is despite receiving billions of dollars in U.S. assistance. The foreign secretary said that Mr. Trump's baseless rhetoric and unsubstantiated allegations were totally unacceptable for her country. The foreign secretary also reminded the U.S. envoy that it was in fact Pakistan's intelligence cooperation that provided the initial evidence to trace the whereabouts of OBL or Osama bin Laden. This is VOA News. Three men have been arrested and on suspicion of plotting a mass-killing terror attack in Australia's second biggest city, that's Melbourne. The men aged between 21 and 30 were detained in counter-terrorism raids earlier Tuesday. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports for VOA.
The counter-terrorism raids came as thousands of people prepared to attend a state funeral for a restaurant owner who was stabbed by an Islamic State-inspired attacker in Melbourne on November 9. The suspect died after being shot by police. Earlier this month, three men were found guilty of conspiring to carry out a terror attack in Melbourne during Christmas festivities in 2016. Federal agencies say 90 people have been charged in connection with 40 counter-terrorism investigations across Australia since September 2014. The national terror threat level remains at probable. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Myanmar's High Court has allowed an appeal to proceed in the case of two Reuters reporters jailed for 7 years on charges of breaking the country's Official Secrets Act. The appeal against the conviction filed earlier this month cited evidence of a police setup and a lack of proof of a crime. The Trump administration says it's fully restoring CNN reporter Jim Acosta's White House credentials, but they're warning him and other reporters to be careful. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
It's an abrupt shift for the administration, which had said it would seek in 2 weeks to keep Acosta out of the White House after a judge's temporary order allowing him here expired. The administration's telling Acosta his badge could be threatened again if he and other reporters don't follow new rules for news conferences. They include limiting each reporter to one question, with follow-ups at the president's discretion. CNN is claiming victory and says the suit it filed when Acosta's pass was revoked following a presidential news conference dust-up is no longer necessary. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Kremlin says opposition to a Russian candidate to lead the global police group Interpol amounts to election interference. The election for a new leader is set for Wednesday at the end of Interpol's annual conference in Dubai. Four U.S. senators issued an open letter Monday urging President Donald Trump to oppose the candidacy of Russia's Alexander Prokopchuk, the current Interpol vice president. The senator said that Prokopchuk had been personally involved in what it said was Russia's routine abuses of Interpol for the purpose of settling scores and harassing political opponents, dissidents, as well as journalists. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.